The Long Watch A-Keeping by David DeWitt. There was a somber night sky, a light wind blowing abaft the ketch's wide stern, the lone figure of a woman sitting at the wheel of the sailboat. Through the spars she heard the rustle of a seabird that had alighted in the cross trees, resting now on its own Pacific traverse. The headsails fluttered up forward, and the mainsails held what wind there was in a starboard reach. The 42-foot ship, ketch-rigged, was sailing eastward toward San Francisco from Maui, outbound 10 squally days and then 2 calmer nights from her home in the islands. The days had gone by uneventfully, at first, aside from the daily work of maintaining the vessel and trying to stay sane, alone at sea, with her hard-nosed husband, Ron. She felt so different now. On a polished oak mug holder by her side, steamed a cup of hot cocoa from the galley. The breezes washed along the sleek sides of the anodyne, felt warm, bath-like. There was almost no light to filter through the black-bellied clouds overhead, no rain to fall onto smooth 2- and 3-foot swells. The ketch clove through in an occasional whoosh alongside its white bows. Arnella took the warm porcelain mug in both hands, tasting the hot sweetness of the cocoa, now barely cooled enough to drink. Her eyes checked the course, kept steady by the wind vane on the stern and ship's speed, flicked often to check the condition of the sea. Forward was a set of brass lanterns, one glowed red and the other green. Aside from a dim yellow glow from the after stateroom portholes behind the forward mast and a tea stain of red light from the chart room, there was no other light anywhere on the surrounding ocean except the small shaft of light from the reading light Ron had installed beside the uncovered wheel where she sat with her cocoa and the old Agatha Christie mystery she'd picked up in a Honolulu flea market.